In 1972, in the sleepy village of Tollington, there lived a little girl with a big imagination.
It was a real learning experience, actually, because the first couple of drafts were very faithful to the book and did not work as a film at all. And then I began to realise that what necessarily works in a book doesn't work in a film. And I, with the help of Metin, the director, who's really good on script, we just finally pared it down and actually wrote new scenes for the film that aren't in the book, which made it work and captured the spirit, I think.
Well, I was a big fan of the book, and so I kind of really enjoyed the book, and that was very reminiscent of my own upbringing, even though I was born in London. And it was also really nice to play a fully rounded character. You know, I wasn't carrying any kind of comedy baggage with this character, so therefore I could just be this kind of, and also I knew it was kind of autobiographical. I met Mira's dad, and he's kind of like a better looking, more talented version of the thing that I play, and also can beat me up. And those are the aspects that I kept in mind when I approached it. But it was really nice, and I was very lucky. I'd worked with Aisha, who plays my wife in the film, and Omid and Mira and Mark Williams I'd met before, and
that really helped actually.
Yeah, it was just made it very, very comfortable and enormous fun.
Ah, come on, Mina, give it a clap. Come on, Mina.
My puppy Mary couldn't run gray. My puppy Mary couldn't not gray.
She sings Punjabi with a Birmingham accent.
Nay, Mina, come on, you must learn how to sing your own songs.
That's right, I'm sad and blue, cause I can't do the boogaloo. I'm lost, can't do my thing, that's why I sing. Give me that ding. Give me that, give me that, give me that ding. Give me that, give me that, give me that ding. Give me that, give me that, give me that ding. Give me that, give me that, give me that, give me that ding. Give me that, give me that, give me that ding.
I did, yeah. It was kind of, because in a way it's kind of all our parents sort of thing, you know. It's, I remember being around at that sort of time, and I remember it was interesting reading Mira's book and then the screenplay, because it got an insight into what my parents would have been thinking at that time. And now being slightly older, a bit more appreciative of what they do. And also we've probably played a lot of kind of quite caricatured parents in sketch shows, and yeah. It was nice to be able to kind of play real people. And what I think is, again, I think is all credit to Mira's writing and Metin's direction, is that even though this is a film about a friendship, the parents' kind of view on it isn't sidelined. You know, the girls aren't rebelling against, you know, their parents. They're rebelling against confusion. They're not knowing where they are. And so you get an insight into the parents' confusion and frustration as well.
That was quite important, actually, because I think there is a sort of cliche that you sometimes find, which is that, you know, you have the troubled Central Asian character who has to flee their oppressive family in order to find themselves. And in fact, in Mina's case, her family are the most sorted family in the village. She has to go on a journey where what she fears and what she's running away from is actually just the things that make her who she is.
Absolutely awful.
Yeah,
it was
didn't
terrible.
Really have much choice. It was
just
already on board before.
Always argued. Was always in the makeup chair before me. Had a better trailer.
I've learned to deal with his ego.
It was just impossible.
Anita and me.
All right, Tollington.
Typical English wedding. Boring. No food. Bride up the duff.